gang. Welcome back. Episode 22 of Zero Carb Journal. And you guys, it is a gorgeous morning out here. It is so incredible. So it's not quite 6:30 yet. And it's so nice. It was like 65 degrees in the middle of the night last night, and it was 80-something yesterday. Not normal for us in May. And I am ecstatic, and so I'm outside. So the audio is going to suffer a little bit, but I thought maybe you guys would enjoy the sound of the birds and the lovely spring morning and get to enjoy it with me. So welcome to episode 22. I'm Matt. This is my Zero Carb Journal, and I'm just sharing my experience eating nothing but meat. You know, I've been at it for, since February of last year, so whatever that is, 14 or 15 months now, and feeling great and really enjoying sharing my experiences with you guys and getting your feedback and moving us all forward, hopefully. So it's early. I just woke up. So as always, I'm just getting started, and it'll take me a little bit to warm up and kind of get my brain going here, but I am excited to be here with you guys as always. So my week was awesome, you guys. I had a really good one. I told you last week I was tiring myself out and wanting to get back to some stuff around here. And so this week I listened to that, you know, voice inside, and I'm pretty far ahead on this boat, and they keep, sounds like they're pushing it back, the delivery date. So I'm way ahead of the guys. I need guys to get in there and finish the walls where I can do my parts. So I've been taking shorter days this week. I did 3 or 4 8-hour days and a 5 and a 6 or something like that. So I had some time around here, which has been wonderful. I, am getting closer and closer to my goals of paying off my debts. And due to that, I was able to invest in some fencing, which I've been putting off for years. I haven't been able to afford. And, Friday, I had some fencing delivered. I got home at about 3 o'clock on Friday from work, and I had I still had a lot of energy, so I got out there and I cleared a fence line through the wetlands out there in my real swampy area. It's been a goal of mine for over a decade to get that line, fence line, completed from the front of the of my property out to that back to the house. It's about 1,500 feet. Or so. It's a big fence run, and I've done it in stages over the last few years. I've done little bits, and there was one last section through the worst of the wetlands that I thought would be almost impossible to do. And I got out there Friday night with my chainsaw, and I cleared a fence line, and I struggled my way through unrolling that 330 feet of 47-inch field fence. I can't even get close to lifting the rolls, you guys. They must be 200 and some pounds. And I got it out there with my tractor, but there's no way I could pull it with my tractor. The ground was too rough, so I manhandled it through the forest there, through the wetlands, and got it laid out. And I did that all Friday night, so I was really pleased. I lined myself out for a great Saturday morning, got up Saturday morning and got out there, and I brought my camera, so you guys might have seen it. I posted just a little video of just me and the birds and the dogs, neighborhood dogs barking, of fencing through the wetlands there, and it was just a glorious Saturday morning in there. It was beautiful, it was warm, it was so peaceful in there with the birds singing, and I had a really enjoyable morning, and holy cow, did I make some progress. I got that fencing done, completed, tied the fence lines in together, and for the first time since I've been here, I have a solid east line to my property of fencing. And it feels amazing. It's a goal I've had forever and ever, and I really thought I'd never get there because that part of the property is almost inaccessible most of the time, due to just standing water and mud and all that stuff. So, boy, it was great, you guys. I just felt so good about that. I worked my butt off. I beat myself up. I did, and, you know, by the time I got back up here about midday Saturday, I was just beat down. So I spent yesterday afternoon resting and trying to get caught up on my rest, and I ate a whole lot, and I'll do the same today. I'm just gonna chill and force myself to not use any tools or anything. I got a lot more fencing I want to get to, but I'm gonna relax and get myself lined out for this week for another good week of work, and keep myself in my positive zone here, stay way up in the moment and moving forward, focused on my goals. So another thing I did yesterday that was huge is I sent off a huge payment to my credit card, and I knocked out half of it in this last month. So I'm pretty darn sure I'm going to get there, you guys. I'm going to get myself 100% out of debt by the end of this contract. And I got an email from another boat builder as well with more work on the horizon if I want it. We'll see if our schedules coincide, but knock on this little wood on this tiny little plum tree here, I think I'm going to hit my goals. So, and that's been my goals for a few years now, to get myself dug out of that hole. And, you know, physically I couldn't do it a few years ago. I didn't have the energy. I was fatigued and sick. And so it just feels amazing, you guys. I'm so, so, so blessed. So grateful. And I'm feeling so fortunate. So, geez, it is warm out here. I swear it's got to be 75. In the breeze right now. It is amazing, and I'm feeling really fortunate, as you can tell. Very thankful. So I'll tell you about my week with Zero Carb. It was super basic. I just stayed the course, as I've been doing, stayed with my beef and water. And you know, I still have sick nights. I do. I have a night, seems like once every week or every 2 weeks, where I'm up a lot during the night with diarrhea and you know, gut pain, and sometimes vomiting. But it's nothing like it used to be. So it just reminds me that yes, I am sick, that yes, I have some problems with fat, but I can't really put my finger on it. You know, it'll be the same food I ate the day before and the same food I'll eat the next day. But for whatever reason, one night every week, it seems like my body just can't handle the fat. And, I end up with real bad diarrhea, usually up 3 or 4 times during the night with some stomach pain. And that diarrhea is really light, like milky white. It's not white, but it's really light in color. I can just tell it's just full of unprocessed fat. So it doesn't concern me too much. It is a mystery. I do want to figure it out, because I spent some pretty miserable nights, and I did it again this week. But it is what it is. It just reminds me that I am sick and that I am on this journey for a reason. But it doesn't have any lasting repercussions. It doesn't seem to come with any inflammation. It doesn't come with any joint pain. It doesn't come with all my other symptoms. And it seems like the day after, I wake up in the morning and usually I'm hungry, which is kind of strange. But it's almost like that food just didn't process at all. And I usually end up having a great day the next day, despite being a little tired. And then I usually eat a lot the next day, the next evening, and feel fine. And that's been the pattern for me. Pretty regularly. It seems like it's not every week, but every 2 weeks or so, probably I have a night like that. So anyways, just letting you know, being honest, I'm not 100% rock solid all the time. I do still have, you know, indications that I am ill. But there's no bleeding. There's no loss of consciousness. There's none of the, you know, night sweats and hives and all of the other, you know, signs of autoimmune type stuff and inflammation that I used to have. So I still feel that I'm on the best path. So anyways, had a great question, great comment from one of you about meal prep and how do I do it. And you know, these days, in the past, you know, I had farm-raised cows in my freezer, and I would thaw out, you know, a few pounds of beef each the night before, and then cook that during the day. And so once I got sort of through that phase, ate all the food out of my freezer and wasn't able to afford farm-raised cows from other people and wasn't ready to slaughter any of mine, I was going to the store, I've been going to the store and buying food. And for a while I did it the same way. I would find the sales and I would buy in bulk and I would freeze. And I would thaw out, you know, a chub of ground beef, 2 pounds, usually two of those a day. I would thaw them out the night before and then just make hamburgers by hand, as I've shown you, and cook them up the next day. And that has been a good way to go. But you know, lately I've been getting, I guess, lazy, complacent, whatever, and I'm working regularly, so I'm in town, you know, 5 days a week at least. So I've just been going to the store and buying meat every 4 days probably, and buying about 20 pounds or so, and just keeping that in the fridge and then working my way through it. Now lately it's been mostly 80-20 ground beef that I make into burgers. I am finding that I'm enjoying both chuck steaks and ribeye. But this is funny. I enjoy them cooked as what I call beef bacon. So I will slice them really thin. I actually have a meat slicer, like a deli meat slicer, and I will slice those chuck steaks. I'll buy a chuck roast, boneless chuck roast, or buy boneless ribeyes, and I'll slice them as thin as I can. I mean, real thin, 1/8 of an inch, you know, it's pretty much about as thin as you can cut raw meat on a cheap meat slicer. And I will cook them on the grill, but I will get them frying to where they basically come out as crispy bacon. And I love it. They taste so good to me, you guys. And the fat is all, you know, golden brown and crisp. I mean, it looks just like bacon. And it seems to do really well on my stomach. So I've been enjoying quite a bit of that. I've been eating about, I ate 2 ribeyes yesterday, and I'll probably eat 2 again today. I bought a big family pack, and I had a big chuck roast the day before that. And I have those along with my hamburgers. And I am really enjoying it. So even though I don't like, you know, a regular ribeye, a thick ribeye cooked the way most people enjoy it, I just don't find that appetizing, and they tend to make me ill. The fatty bits in there, the uncooked gristly parts, really are hard for me to digest. For whatever reason, when I slice it really thin and cook it as bacon, I can digest it well, and I really enjoy it. So that's how I've been doing that. So in terms of meal prep, these days I'm really just buying from the store, you know, half a week at a time's worth of food, and eating it fresh and not doing much freezing. I do have a baby calf, you guys. I did have a calf, little Olivia. She was born last Sunday, the day I said I thought she was due. And she was born that night. And it sounded like a rough delivery. And I should have gone down and checked. Mom was making some noises that night at 3 a.m. But I didn't, but it worked out fine. Olivia is beautiful, and I went out and I've been petting her and hanging out with her during the days when I get home from work. And my tenant named her, and I think it's a wonderful name, so I'm sticking with it. So that brings me to, you know, saying that, yeah, that means I'm going to get to put my bull in the freezer at some point in the next few months. I think he's, as much as I complain about him, he's actually really gentle. So we'll see if I decide to do that or not. I may keep him for a whole other year or whatever, I guess. We'll see what happens. But I'm really excited to be moving forward on those, on that, you know, program as well. My goals of raising my cattle herd in numbers is moving forward, and it feels great. So I'll see if I can get a little clip of her up here. She's hard to film. She's all black, so she just kind of looks like a black dot unless I get real close. But I might have a good shot of her to put in here for you. She's super cute. So, yeah, in terms of meal prep, going back to that, you know, at some point I'll probably go back to having my own cattle in my freezer and working off of them. But for now, it's just regular store-bought food. We had a great new development in local stores. We've been down to basically one grocery store. Not mentioning Walmart, not including Walmart, but we've been down to just a Safeway. Well, we have 2, but just Safeway as our only grocery store for the last 3 or 4 years. When I first moved here 20 years ago, we had 3 or 4. We had a store called SARS, which is a lower-income community, inexpensive food store here in the Northwest with just a few stores, a small chain. We had a Safeway, and we had an Albertsons. Oh, and we have a health food co-op type place called Country Air that's real expensive, so I don't really shop there. In the last few years, we haven't had any. And, you know, in the last week, SARS came back to town and reopened. And like I said, they're a chain that specializes in low-income communities, which we are. We're a blue-collar town with logging and fishing as our traditional main incomes that are now mostly going away, and we have some tourism income from the Olympic National Park, but for the most part, town's pretty blue-collar and has been depressed economy for quite a while. But at any rate, we have this low-income store, or, you know, I mean, I call it that. I just mean that they target low-income communities where they place their locations. They have one in Westport and one in, oh, South Seattle somewhere, White Center or something like that, and other places where people might not be spending $17 a pound on ribeye. So they do a great job of having great deals. And I feel, I don't have any proof, but I believe that the meat is, their inexpensive meat is probably of a higher quality than, like, oh, there's a bald eagle right there, like 100 feet from me. Wow. He was just hanging out in the tree right in front of me. I didn't even know it. I must have spooked him with my voice. Huh. Wow. Looks like he might be coming back around. Maybe I can get a shot of him. No, he's heading off into the sun. Wow. So at any rate, they open up in town, and I feel that their cheap meat is probably of a higher quality than the Walmart cheap meat. The prices are probably on par, maybe even a little cheaper at SARS. They call it Super Saver Foods. SARS is the family name of the family that owns it. But I do believe it's a better quality because they're local, so I'm assuming they're purchasing. I don't know. I'm projecting my wishes that they're purchasing their meat maybe in the Northwest and their produce and stuff, I suppose, although that may or may not be true. But at any rate, they sure have inexpensive meat. So they have had boneless ribeye for $3.99 a pound for the last week. Nice, thick, fatty ribeyes, and that has been unbelievable. Their ground beef is $1.88 a pound for $80.20. So my food bill just got cut in half thanks to these guys opening up. You know, I'm literally spending half as much. So that's really exciting for me. Of course, I don't want to be eating inexpensive, you know, farmed meat for too much longer. I'd like to get back to eating my own cattle. But in the meantime, it's helping me out financially, and I can't imagine there's a huge quality difference. Oh my gosh, my little chihuahua just fell in the pond. He's over there hunting frogs pretty much the whole time he's outside. I've never seen him fall in. He loves just to hunt frogs. But he just went for an actual swim. And he doesn't seem to mind at all. He isn't bothered. He's right back to hunting his frogs. That's great. As you can tell, I'm having a wonderful day already. It's not even 7 yet. So, anyways, long story short, I'm buying meat at the store. Don't want to. But I can't imagine that buying the meat at this grocery store is really any different than the meat that was coming from Safeway. And the price is literally half as much. So that's making me happy lately. Feeling good about that. So let's see. What else can I tell you? Well, physically, I'm feeling awesome. I've been doing my long days at work, coming home with energy to work, other than the one sick night a week I was telling you about. I've been feeling great. My intestines and digestive system has been amazing. Did I tell you about my doctor's appointment? I believe I did. It was right before my trip to San Diego. Hopefully I did. He signed me off on everything, and he's super stoked to my blood work, and so everything looked great there. I guess I'm just skipping around. I'm a little scattered. I'm not sure what I shared with you recently and what I haven't, but mostly I'm just excited for the spring, excited for my progress towards my goals this week. I've just made huge strides in both my debt elimination and projects around here, around the property and my cattle and my health. And so those things are feeling great. I guess I really need to put social stuff on my goals list, because that's probably the one aspect of my life that I'm coming up short on. You know, I get lots of social interaction at work. And I did have a wonderful weekend with my friend Matt. Those both fit into that category, and they are progression for me. They're definitely progress over my being a complete hermit over the last 3 years or so. But I probably could do better at getting out more and maybe making an attempt to meet, a woman, I guess. I'm feeling that, that I would like, to move forward on that. And as well, I could do some hanging out with some people who mean, a lot to me in my life. My friend Scott keeps reaching out to me, and I really appreciate it. And this damn work schedule has got me so tired in the evenings when I'm done that I don't feel like I've got much hangout in me. But I'm going to have to work a little harder at that, because I really appreciate those people who have been in my life for a long time, and I want to spend some time with them. So I need to work on that. Just sharing. I hope that's not too much. I guess oversharing is kind of my thing. You guys are used to it. So anyways, I think I'm going to go. I'm just rambling now. I'm getting awake. I'm becoming awake. And it's time to get started on my day. And I am going to probably just vacuum and maybe I'll wash a window or something. But mostly just chill and rest up. I'll get this video going up for you. Hopefully it'll be up by tonight. I found a way to make them a little smaller and upload them a little faster. And in the meantime, you guys can enjoy watching me build my fence. Let me know how I can help. And let's all continue to make progress. So, as always, you guys, thanks so much for watching. And I'll see you next week. Have a great week, you guys.